Healthdata.gov has reached old age in technology terms. We talk about it because it's an important website, an important initiative. It aimed to make health data more accessible, but 5 years after its launch, the technology running the portal has gotten a little bit long in tooth, you might say. Damon Davis is the director of the Health Data Initiative in the Department of Health and Human Services. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about the changes coming to healthdata.gov later this year.
What we're going to be trying to do is advance the platform to be something that's going to be more usable, better search, easier access to data sets that'll also support a lot more sort of more liquid forms of data, right? The idea is really to advance the platform into something that can be more usable both for our internal customers as well as all of our external participants and really try to support a community of data users. The idea is, you know, if we never put out another data set, we could probably glean a whole lot of value from the data that's already there. And we want to really attract people to a more sticky, more usable platform that's going to allow them to understand how the data can be used from its original way that it was collected and curated, but also be supportive of each other. You know, I'm using the data for this type of activity, but I've got some questions about it. Let the community be able to answer one another's questions about how the data can be used.
You mentioned that the current platform is quote-unquote old by web services standards. Give me a little bit of background. It was launched when, and what's the biggest challenges you have currently with the platform that this new platform will solve?
We've launched the platform approximately 2010. The Health Data Initiative is about 5 years old, roughly. And what we found is we were using Drupal and CCAN, and they were sort of very separate systems, and therefore there was a lot of patchwork that needed to be put together to make them interoperate effectively as web technology advanced. And so now we've moved to a DCAN platform that's going to allow for a better integration between the back end and the front end, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity for really sort of more customized development of what the platform is going to offer, both for us in terms of administering the platform in the back end, you know, recognizing when we've got data sets that say they are annual but haven't been updated for 18 months, and more sort of direct communication with the data owners across the department. When the public comes to the platform and they want to ask a question, they want to shoot an email, how can we automate that communication out to the operating division so that they can answer the question and effectively get the answer back to those who are interested? But those are just a few of the many, many things that we have on our wish list of stuff that we're trying to accomplish for healthdata.gov. So it's an exciting time. We're looking forward to revamping the platform and getting it out for greater use.
This platform is going to benefit both internal people. You said mentioned CDC, NIH, several others that provide the data within HHS. It also benefit researchers and academics and others who use the data externally. Let's talk internally first. The biggest benefit that the government agencies, the bureaus within HHS will see, what do you foresee that being?
I think one of the things that's really sort of underestimated by a lot of federal agencies is how much one another uses each other's data, right? One operating division, as we call them at HHS, will have great value in the data out of another system. And the ability to sort of quickly discover that data and find who the points of ownership is within that other operating division, begin a conversation about how each of those two operating divisions can operate more efficiently on that same data is going to be incredibly valuable going forward. From an external perspective, I think we're really trying to focus a lot more on supporting things like the entire research enterprise. How is it that we can have data set sort of provenance, understanding where the data is collected and curated, and then how is it used way down the line in some research project, in some publication or what have you, and being able to track back through all of the various folks who have touched the data to understand how it has evolved over time, what the level of quality is, what have you. But really trying to help folks who are in the media, in research, in all kinds of different projects across the data space, regardless of whether they're in health, healthcare, social services, individual health, population health, epidemiology, what have you, to try to get access to the data in more liquid forms.
You've used that term more liquid form several times. Mm-hmm. Help me define that a little bit, because if you're not a data analyst, if you're not a data scientist, mm-hmm. if you're not really familiar, you mean just a form that is more usable, machine readable, what?
Yeah. You know, I've dropped the sort of buzzword that I tend to use internally quite a bit, but the idea is really to get away from a lot of the unstructured data that we currently produce to get to more structured data that is available in machine-readable formats, moving away from all of these PDFs that are beautiful on paper but are not necessarily something that you can readily utilize when you're trying to mash up data, when you're trying to do analytics and reach some sort of hardcore knowledge generation. It's just not going to happen with, you know, a stack of PDFs, be they in electronic format or whatever. So we really do want to drive a lot of the agencies across the department to produce more machine-readable formats, the CSVs, the JSON files, you know, a lot of structured output that's going to allow folks with real hardcore computing capability to take in multiple disparate data sets and really start to advance knowledge generation across multiple different domains of health and social services.
What's the timing around this? When should both internal and external customers see the new platform?
New platform is going to be coming out in the summer. We're working on its redevelopment right now. And it's going to start at a baseline approach. We're going to initiate with just sort of a initial minimum viable product that is going to allow us to build on it in an agile format over time. And that, we're hoping, is going to allow for some efficiencies in the development lifecycle, some cost savings across the contract. We want to not be in that position where IT has been implemented and is extremely costly and inefficient in its implementation. We want to make sure that we get to a point where we're effectively using the federal dollars for a successful IT implementation. So look for a new healthdata.gov later on in the summer.
Let me broaden our conversation here, just off the platform and healthdata.gov, but just data as an asset. There was an interesting description at the Symantec Government Symposium looking at the different pieces of data, the security, the value. Talk a little bit about how you guys within the Idea Lab are really kind of focusing on those three areas to ensure that data is not just those three things, secure, valuable, and accessible, but also that it's being used to drive decision making.
The data that we collect and curate across the department is an incredibly valuable asset. And I think that you're seeing that both from a departmental perspective as well as from the administration itself. You know, they've implemented things like the utilization or the collection of an enterprise data inventory, right? If we don't know where all of our data live, what they are used for, and who some of our biggest customers are, how can we be in service to those customers in an efficient and effective manner? So we're trying to really examine what it is that our data infrastructure looks like. Where does the data live? How are people gaining access to it? And what kinds of alternative decisions can we make now that we know what our data inventory looks like that we were not able to make before in sort of the veil of ignorance as to where those data live? So it's an extremely sort of long tail of better decision making based on a better awareness of where the data live, what kind of systems are needed to maintain it, what should the life cycle be of these data. Not everything is going to be valuable to everybody for, you know, time in memoriam, right? So we want to make sure that we're thinking through what data retention needs to look like so that we're not unnecessarily expending costs in order to manage data that basically maybe almost nobody's using. So we want to be a little bit more intelligent about the data management as well. So looking for cost reduction, looking for efficiencies in how the data can be utilized, all sort of management decisions that are going to be implemented at every operating division across the department.
The other thing you mentioned was focus on potentially a concept of a sandbox. Mm-hmm. Is that where the data could be put and secured, but people have access to it? Is that something that you guys are looking at yet, or is that being done yet? Mm-hmm. Or is this just maybe a concept that's maybe growing in terms of the idea of, yeah, maybe we can do this?
No, it's absolutely something that's being considered. We've got some leading edge agencies that have been thinking very strategically about how it is that people can have local sort of secure access to various data that they've not been able to have access to before. So Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has a virtual research data center. The CDC National Center for Health Statistics also now has a virtual research data center. I know that the FDA has been contemplating the utilization of a sandbox for their own sort of invitation of developers to come in and mess around with data assets that are available out of the FDA. So there's a lot of implementation, there's a lot of contemplation, but you know, it's not something that's sort of still on the drawing board. There are some serious implementations of these secure data access systems out there that I think people really need to take advantage of, because you know, if you're going to try to wait for the most granular data to be delivered to you, you're going to have to sacrifice some of the personally identifiable information that would have been key to your analytics, whereas you could potentially come into a real nice secure data center that's going to allow you to see the longitudinal set of data that you are ultimately interested in. You will not be able to leave with that data, but the analytics that you'll be able to do inside of those data systems is going to be incredible beyond anything you would have had before.